smog was the concern 4 years ago, and whether it would sicken the elite athletes. So the Chinese government restricted automobile usage. NCAR scientists, including Helen Warden, wondered just how much of a dent that made to global greenhouse gas emissions.
It was a rare opportunity to study transportation in an actual urban setting and how much CO2 was reduced.
Warden used satellite measurements and computer models to calculate that the drop, on a daily basis, was about a quarter of 1% of what's needed to keep the planet from warming to dangerous levels.
I mean, it sounds like a small number, but that's just one city cutting its traffic in half.
Which indicates aggressive steps to limit car emissions in many more cities would play a big part in preventing climate change. The biggest worry for the Olympic hosts in London this year is also in the sky. But unlike Beijing, there's not much the British can do about rain. For KUNC, I'm Jessica McDonald.